Lesson 3. Socializing. Presenting yourself.
It's the first day of a new English language course, and the teacher invites everyone to a party.
Good morning, everyone. Can I introduce myself? My name is Jean Brodie. It is very nice to meet you all. This weekend, I'm going to have an ice-breaking party at my house, and you are all invited.
An ice-breaking party? But it isn't winter time.
Yes, I know, but an ice-breaking party has nothing to do with ice.
Oh, well, what type of a party will it be then?
Well, does anyone in the room know what an ice-breaking party is?
Yes, I think so. Is it a party where you meet new people?
Yes, that's right. When you meet someone for the first time, it can be difficult to start a conversation. So we have an English expression, breaking the ice.
That's an unusual expression. But does it mean we are going to get to know everyone a little better?
Yes. Shall we practice a few common expressions that we use when we are going to present ourselves to someone new? Please turn to the students next to you. Give them a handshake and introduce yourselves to each other.
Hello. May I introduce myself? My name is Diane. It's a pleasure to meet you.
How do you do, Diane? My name is Tom, and I am pleased to meet you too.
I'd like you to meet Sarah. She's my best friend, and we are both going to do an English language course.
Hi, Tom. How do you do?
I'm very well, thank you. I've come from Paris to study English. Where are you from?
I come from Belgium, and Diane too. We both come from Brussels, and we are going to move to New York permanently after the course.
It's nice to get to know other students on the course.
Yes, and have you met Simon and Claude? They are staying in the same guest house as us.
Yes, we met earlier in the cafe. I think it is much easier to break the ice when you are all going to be in the same situation.
Yes, it is, and also when we all speak a common language. Well, I must be off now. I have a meeting with my teacher. Bye-bye, Tom. See you soon.
Okay, see you.